Hi, this is Wendy Powell, your livestock production agent from the Wildcat Extension District. Large round bales have been around since the early 1970s. Due to their shape, round bales shed some precipitation, enabling them to be stored outside, reducing costs compared to square bales. Regardless of these benefits, there are still concerns around hay loss during storage and the economic value of protection. Store your round bales at a site that is not shaded and is open to breezes to enhance drying conditions. As much as 12 inches of the bottom bale can be lost through moisture absorption, so the area should also be well drained. Where practical, keep bales off the ground using low-cost surplus materials such as discarded pallets, racks, fence posts, railroad ties, or used tires. Another alternative is to use a layer of crushed rock about 6 inches deep to ensure good drainage within and around the storage site. Bales should be stored in rows, buffed end to end, for maximum airflow and sunlight penetration. Orient the rows in a north-south direction, allowing at least 3 feet between each row. Research has shown that orientation is a minor consideration if the bales are used before early spring because the losses are relatively small until that time. For more information on round bale storage, give me a call at the Wildcat Extension District, 620-784-5337.